spiritual advancement the object of camp meetings. All of Christ, none of self. We must have all of Christ and none of self. Then the promises will be fully ours, and the heavenly inspiration will enter and take possession of the soul. The soul temple will then be fully cleansed from its defilement. Pure and undefiled religion will then be found in the heart. This is the life of God in the soul, and it will be made manifest by good works. The condition upon which we shall receive an increase of grace is that we improve upon that already bestowed, for faith and works go together. There must be no resisting of the Spirit of God, as there has been in the past, but we must lay hold of eternal realities. The forgiveness of sins is promised to him who repents. But if those who have resisted the Spirit of God, who have given wrong impressions of the character of God, do not repent, their names will be blotted out of the book of life. The hand of God is stretched out to save his people from sinking into the formal, Christless state into which the Jewish nation sank. To slight the means which God has ordained for this purpose is to slight Jesus. The soul that would be saved must cooperate with God in the work of salvation. The human and the divine must unite in faith and practice. If we would have pardon, we must confess our sins and believe in the mercy of God. What should our Christian life and character be, since God has given us such wonderful light, illuminating the way to heaven? What constant zeal, what prayerful watchfulness should mark our Christian course? Jesus says, "Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able." But though the way is so straight, there is no need of despair if we listen to the voice of God and obey him instead of our own unsanctified impulses. Christ has said, "My grace is sufficient for thee." His strength is made perfect in weakness.